Today's program has been brought to you by Fairway Market, like no other market, a New York City institution that sells the best local, national, and international artisan foods for prices that can't be beat. For more information, visit fairwaymarket.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network. What do you call someone whose political views are far outside the mainstream? Who takes hostages and threatens grave harm or death to those hostages if their demands aren't met? Someone whose unpredictable tactics leave a nation of innocent people in fear for their safety and terrorized by the prospect of further hostility? You call them a terrorist. Some examples from this week. Dozens, if not hundreds of people have been killed in an attack on a shopping mall in Kenya by terrorists who are demanding the withdrawal of Kenyan forces from Somalia. A suicide bomb killed 75 at a Pakistani church. Apparently the terrorists just don't like Christians in their country. 13 people were killed by a gunman at the Washington, D.C. Navy Yard. His motives remain unknown. And House Republicans are threatening to shut down the federal government or default on the nation's debt or both, causing untold pain, suffering, and death to millions of people in this country and around the world unless politicians representing the vast majority of American voters cave to their insane demands, which are to cause pain and suffering and death to millions of Americans by defunding the Affordable Care Act and cutting funds to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, literally taking food out of the mouths of hungry children. How many innocent people will die because Republicans would rather eliminate food stamps and health care reform than raise a millionaire's taxes by a few thousand dollars? Sadly, we may be about to find out. It's September, so today we're going to talk about how to behave in the first week of college. But our thoughts and prayers remain with the victims of terrorism all over the world, including the millions of Americans who are currently being held hostage by Republican terrorists dressed as congressmen. This is How to Behave, the first week of college, and Republicans Are Assholes show. To my right, surprisingly an empty chair, Hannah Howard. Apparently is stuck in traffic, and my regular co-host is not here for me to harass. But luckily, we've got some great people in the studio today. Alexis Hewitt, a native of Fargo, North Dakota, and a freshman at New York University. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Alexis?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being here. And Holly Canfer, the mother of a sophomore at Swarthmore, Skidmore, Vassar, or
one of those
places. Skidmore, right?
Skidmore.
All right.
Skidmore, yeah, that's the one.
And Billy is on the line too. Holly's daughter, who is a sophomore at Skidmore, and an RA in the dorm. Is that correct, Billy?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm actually sitting in my dorm right now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. So RA is resident assistant. Is that right?
Yep, resident assistant.
Awesome. So we're going to talk a little to Alexis about her experience in her first couple of weeks at college, coming to the big city from a small town, doing the opposite of what Billy did, born and raised in New York City, and now she's moved to upstate New York, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Country.
To the country. So let's start with you, Alexis. This has been a big change for you, right? Moving far from home.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely different than North Dakota. A few more buildings and people.
A few more buildings, yeah. More buildings in your university than in the town you grew up in,
yeah.
Probably.
No, that's definitely true.
Yeah. What's the population of NYU?
Of NYU, I think there's like 25,000 students.
Okay. Yeah. So and then Fargo is bigger than NYU.
Yes.
By a few people. Not a whole lot bigger.
But yeah, like four times the size of NYU, but still.
Cool. So
pretty small.
What have been some of the biggest challenges and surprises for you in your first week of school?
Definitely learning how to use the subway and not driving. I've had my license since I was 14, so not having to drive everywhere is pretty great, but walking is kind of a struggle because getting to class takes sometimes like a half hour.
Yeah.
And you can't be late or they lock the doors, so kind of
really?
Learn that the hard way. Yeah, they're pretty strict.
And so for our listeners who don't necessarily know NYU, it's very much an urban campus where you live in a dorm that's just looks like a building in the city, right? Mm-hmm. And you walk across mm-hmm. town to other city buildings mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. you go to class.
Yeah, right? There is no central campus. So we live in, it's like a newly remodeled church that turned into a skyscraper. So it's brand new. We have to walk like 3 or 4 blocks to the Tisch building and get there on time and not be crazy. But yeah, it's really fun. It's way different than any other college experience I think anyone could have. But it's amazing.
Yeah, it's certainly different than mine, which is yeah. a big school, but a campus mm-hmm. where
yeah.
everyone was on campus.
Where'd yeah. you go?
I went to UCLA. Yeah. So joining us...
I made it.
Hannah Howard. So my phantom limb syndrome has been cured.
Yay, I get to walk into
Hannah's
a full
here.
Studio. So nice.
So you missed the introduction. I was going to ask you if you're a terrorist, but you won't know what I'm talking about because you didn't hear the intro.
I missed the inside joke.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more about it later when we get to the This Week in Behavior quiz.
Okay. I won't know the answer.
So, socially, we've talked a little bit earlier about social life. You came to New York. Anybody you know from home at NYU?
None at NYU, but I do know people in the city, that live in Harlem or Brooklyn. You know, so I'm not near anyone. And my best friend goes to Juilliard, so we are kind of close, but I don't see her ever. I've seen her once since we've been here, so and kind of on my own.
So
anyway, a fresh start is how it should be.
Yeah, yeah.
So who are your friends that you've made in school? Are they people you live with? Are
definitely my roommates. One of my roommates, Sarah, she's immediately became my best friend, and I stalked her on Facebook, and done the crazy roommate thing, but I thought she was going to be super quiet, but we're very much similar, so that's nice to have someone that's not crazy.
You stalked her on Facebook before moving in?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that normal? Is that something the kids do these days?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you want to know who you're living with, that they're not an axe murderer.
This exactly dates my year of college graduation, but when I high school graduation, when I was going to start college, you needed a college email address to join Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so we were very excited for that purpose to mm-hmm. figure out who our roommate would be.
When I started college, they didn't have any of that. There weren't computers.
Yeah.
There you
at
go.
All.
When I started college, it was generally you're not allowed to hand in papers that were printed on computer printers. Which you could tell because they were all dot matrix. It wasn't it didn't look like a typewriter. You had, so I had this Commodore portable computer, which was the size of a gigantic suitcase and weighed about 100 pounds.
At least you had a computer.
And it's far less power than what my phone has now. But I would, it was basically a word processor, but I would compose papers on that and print them up and then have to type them out from the printed because professors were like, this printing is weird, we don't accept it.
Yeah, they won't accept anything from us that's not printed, so everyone has their own, because you don't want to use the library because that's not cool, you know?
does pretty much everyone have their own computer?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think it's required.
Yeah,
but I mean, they have spaces like the library where you can go use computers, but it's just way easier to sit in your bed and
I can't imagine college without a laptop at this point.
Mm-hmm. We have our little parties where we try to do our homework. We were having one last night, and no homework got done. So
awesome! Come on, you're in week 3 of school. Winter midterms.
Sometime in October.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah,
you got plenty of time.
We'll skip our homework now, but it's okay.
Billy, what about you? When you got to school for the first time a year ago, what were some of the surprises to you about adjusting to the social life and the academic life?
I definitely academically, luckily I went to a really intense high school, so that was a good segue. I didn't really feel too overwhelmed at first. It's a different type of work. It's much more independent. They don't really baby you anymore. Socially, though, I just tried to go out as much as I can. especially freshman year, you wanted to meet every single person possible, mm-hmm. so you would stay up all hours of the night with people from your floor, from your building. I lived in, this is actually funny because I come from the city, so I'm used to skyscrapers. Last year I lived in, we call it Johnson Tower on the 10th floor, And it's actually the tallest building in Saratoga County with only 11 floors. So
wow.
So that was interesting. But so that was the biggest dorm on campus. So I got to meet a lot of people there. So socially, it was nice because having friends is so accessible.
And do you find that you've remained friends with the people that you befriended right at the beginning of school? Or did you sort of make some friends and then over time adjust your circle of friends?
Yeah, well, I was a walk-on to the softball team, so I like made a lot of friends from the team early on, and they're still my best friends.
Cool. You still playing?
And then, pardon?
You're still playing?
Yeah, I play this year as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I made a lot of those friends early on, but a lot of my close friends in the beginning of the year definitely shifted after winter break. Some people that I knew only slightly in the fall semester of last year are now some of my closest friends ever. So yeah. It definitely shifts a lot, but you remain friends with at least three people that you met within the first
month. That sounds very scientific. There was this sort of inside joke where I went to college, like you would think the people were your best friends and that you loved them deeply and dearly and had so much in common, and then you would never see them again after a few semesters. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
maybe the three people rule is a little flexible.
Yeah, we had our orientation week was a week long, and I have so many phone numbers of people that I met once, and I was like, we are going to be best friends. You're going to be in my wedding. And I've never seen them ever again.
Is the wedding, do you have a date yet?
I mean, or, you know, most of the guys at NYU are gay, so I'm like trying to find a groom first.
Well, you are.
We'll get on that.
You're in the theater program, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
You might have to reach outside of that.
Yeah, I'm like hanging outside the law school, you know.
You have all of New York.
Yeah.
You have no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll hope.
I think you'll be okay. So, Holly, what was your experience when your only child went away to college?
Get out.
Yeah. You don't know.
Oh my gosh.
You don't know what happened because you didn't answer the phone.
Get out. It's time for you to get out. I love you, though.
Spread your wings, darling. And
now, it was, last year was a bit of an adjustment. It was, truthfully. Yeah. I mean, I'm a single mom. So, you know, 18 years of doing nothing but making sure your daughter has got what she needs and is doing this and taking her there and schlepping this and yada, yada, yada. Okay.
Yeah.
I had to reshift my focus.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is good. You know, I mean, I think most parents sit there and say, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do without my kid. And they're crying boo hoo. They need to get a life.
Well, that's exactly the point.
Right.
After
clearly,
18
they have,
years of not having your own life, you need to get one.
It's, I mean, I, you know, work. So, and that eats up a lot of my time. I have a lot of friends outside of that. Mm-hmm. So what shifted for me was to take care of me.
Good.
Instead of having to worry about take care of Billy. And then, of course, we got a dog who's going to live with you soon. He's going to live with you. He's your little baby. You can have him.
When did you get the dog? When Billy left?
When my best friend, who's probably listening to this, Ronnie, talked me into it, she should be beaten to death. You're going to be alone.
We got him.
You're going to be alone. You're going to be alone.
Well, he's a sweet dog.
He is a sweet dog if he likes you.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like you, he tries to rip out your jugular.
I've only met him a couple of times, but he has not ripped out my jugular.
You.
So I'm in.
You're one of the few.
I'm in good shape. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, Republicans will still be assholes. This is How to Behave, heritageradionetwork.org.
You're listening to Lung by Iggy Dean on the heritageradionetwork.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Jenkins from Fairway Markets. We support Heritage Radio Network because all you folks listening are so genuine, so dedicated to serious food, so much a part of what this country needs to strive to become. People like you are few and far between, and it's obvious to us at Fairway that we've got to stick together. Our desire is that the word gets out about Heritage Radio Network in its support for serious food, foodstuffs that offer memorability and timelessness. authenticity and rarefied quality. This country grew too fast to have established any degree of a heritage. Europe had centuries to develop one. America has not. Heritage Radio Network serves to hasten the evolution of a society that often appears coarse and uninterested. For more information, please visit fairwaymarket.com.
We're back. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network. We were talking about the first week of college with Alexis, Holly, and Billy. But Hannah, you have a great experience about freshman orientation at Columbia, right?
Yeah, I had one of those first weeks of college that was probably horrible and heinous, but looking back, it was magical and incredible. I went to a voluntary camping, bonding, backpacking trip through the Adirondacks, and it was four incoming freshmen and one current student, and they kind of drove us off into the woods and just dropped us, and we were like a kind of a strange bunch. I actually ended up meeting the woman who would become my current best friend, and then we had a incredibly overweight engineering student who had a lot of trouble hiking and a mean statistic whiz who left college to go like join the Mets for tell them their stats. But anyway, we ended up getting incredibly lost in these woods on our 4-day trip.
Oh, no.
And part of the challenge and the bonding experience was for us to bring only a small amount of water and to refill our water at creeks along the path, but we managed to
map.
They gave us a map, but the creeks that were on the map we thought they were the creeks on the map were all dried up.
Oh,
so
no.
We were getting very like kind of legitimately worried because we were thirsty. But we found some water, and it all worked out. It's just an adventure.
Yeah, we can laugh about it because you didn't die.
Yeah. I didn't die, but it had absolutely nothing to do with the rest of my Columbia experience in any way whatsoever.
Why did they do this? Is this normal that they treat incoming freshmen as like training Green Berets or something?
Billy, your school has something like that, right?
What?
Didn't your school have something like that that you could have done before your freshman year?
Yeah, but I don't think they dropped us off in the middle of nowhere.
It felt kind of like Columbia's lack of organization.
Was it optional?
It was optional.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
What made you decide to do that?
I guess I just wanted to meet some people. And
are you an outdoorsy person?
I'm definitely a city girl, but I went. I mean, this is too much for a radio show. But I went to this hippie nature camp where we had activities like dancing under the clouds, and I had a week on the Appalachian Trail that I really loved. So I had a little
See,
bit
if
of.
If this was a PG show, I can't say that her drugs kicked in, can I?
This is hallucinogenics. We're good.
This is the internet. We're not on the air. You can say anything you want. The
60s were good to you?
Right. No.
Or your parents as you were dancing under the moon?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So, Billy, now that you're a resident assistant, what sort of issues are the new kids at the school coming to you for advice on?
Well, I obviously have a lot more responsibility. It's sort of weird, almost. I'm, like, taking care of other people while I'm still trying to take care of myself.
Welcome to the rest of your life.
I'm, like, still trying to figure out how to, like, fold my laundry properly so I can shove it into the tiny drawers. But, like, people are coming to me with, like, a lot of different issues. I mean, it varies from someone getting their ID stuck in a vending machine to something larger, like a noise complaint even, or parties and things like that. So it's just this wide range of things, and I see such a different side of the school. I feel like I have power, and I know so many things.
And how are you exercising that power? Are you benevolent?
I mean, I like having the power, but I don't want to get to my head, so I'm just, you know, trying to go day by day with it.
Yeah, well, I'm struck by the fact that nobody is talking about real logistical issues, like nobody's had trouble negotiating scheduling classes or interacting with professors or anything like that.
I got mugs in my first week of college.
Oh my God, you had like the worst experience.
No, that happens with us all the time.
Yeah.
You get mugged all the time?
No. Well, I mean, not me, but students at NYU, the second day of college, I am walking out of my dorm and there's a security guard there and she's like, come here. And I thought I was in trouble. So I'm like, okay, like, please don't kill me. And I go over to her and she's like, you should put your phone away because people are getting mugged outside. And I'm from North Dakota. That doesn't happen.
That's why you're so getting mugged.
Yeah. Well, I was
easy
terrified.
Pickings.
But you've seen
terrified.
Law and Order, so you know it is here, right?
Yeah. Oh God. I started watching a lot of Law and Order SVU the week before I came to college,
good.
Which, you know, admittedly was not a good idea. But, you know, it gets you prepared to watch out for crazy people.
When you started there and you had orientation, that was not something that your school discussed? Like, this is New York and you're easy pickings because you guys just got off the banana boat?
Yeah, well, they said, you know, like, don't be stupid, don't wear earbuds and listen to music at night or, like, walk down dark alleys or, like, befriend drug dealers. So, I mean, we Good had advice. Some sort of kind of warning, but
yeah,
that
but
made it really real.
It's abstract. Yeah,
yeah.
Now, these kids think they're invincible.
Yeah.
All
sure.
of them do at this
sure.
age.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen to me.
Well, I don't know. I never thought it would, but I was walking to class one day, walking to a dance class. I'm wearing like a leotard on like walking down like Astor Place or something like that. And a guy tries to punch my friend. And I was like, this is really scary.
Just
out of the blue. He tries to like punch him in the stomach. And I'm like, okay, we're going to take the other way.
But New Yorkers are nice.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone has been really nice to me so far, except for like people trying to punch
me. Except the ones trying to mug you.
Yeah. Never happened to Billy. I mean, she's born and raised here.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I was born and raised in Baltimore, which was way scarier than the Upper West Side. So
yeah.
You never know.
You just got to be street savvy.
Yeah, it's true. I bet that statistically Fargo is about as safe as New York City, but New York City is certainly the safest big city in the country by a really wide margin. So
well, I haven't seen anything like really bad happen yet. So
yeah.
I'm watching, but I don't think it's that scary. Just if you know, like, not to be
an
idiot.
But the scariness aside, the bigger fallout was the logistical issues of navigating like my first week of college, having lost my room key, my wallet, my ID. You know, they had my whole purse, so it was like my laptop.
How
that
did you
was
make
hard.
It through 4 years. I'm just shocked listening to you.
Well, it got progressively better.
Yeah, for us, if you get locked out of your room, I got locked out of my room on like the third night. My roommate locked our door, and you have to pay $20 for them to open your door back up. And it, like,
welcome to New York.
Yeah, I was like, what? Yeah. What is this?
Yeah,
yeah, and kind of welcome to adulthood.
Yeah.
Mom and dad aren't here to A, fix things for you, and B, pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it may be paying for it, but still,
still paying.
Yeah, still paying. Still, yeah. How are things different now, Holly, than when you and I went away to college?
Oh, honey, I know.
15 years ago,
I went to the Stone Age. I went away to college. But
are the kids dealing with different dilemmas, like in how to behave, or is it just the same stuff with different technology?
I think that no. I mean, I truly don't believe that Billy's age group is that ill behaved. I think this age group, okay, with yours also, maybe it's because we're working parents and we've raised our child. Or children with a different aspect and outlook on the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. One of my friends once said to me, her son, this is my favorite story, Billy, you know this one, about Lewis, right?
Mm-hmm.
His dad runs a restaurant bar, and I was there waiting to meet his mother, and he came in, and he must have been, what was he, Billy, 8 or 9, 10?
He was like 14.
He was that old?
Yeah.
They all look like,
they all look the same.
He's a giant. I don't ever know what age he is. He's like 6 foot tall at 8 years old. But he walks up to me and he goes, excuse me, ma'am, can I get you a fresh cocktail? And I went, Lewis, and he's like, yes. And he goes, would you like another drink? And I was, and he, you know, got up and went and got me a cocktail, you know, went to the bartender and ordered a cocktail from his dad. And I was telling his mother about the incident, and I said, you know, he's so well-mannered and so adorable. I was so impressed. And she said, I'm not raising a son. I'm raising someone's future father and future and a future husband.
Wow. That's
so, great. Yeah, it's a fantastic attitude. So I think that my
era of parenting is got that different attitude, got that this is how you should behave.
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's an age group that I complain about consistently. Yes.
Yeah.
Right? What, 25 to 30, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're obnoxious.
Yeah. Yeah, they're impossible.
They're impossible.
I don't like to generalize. That's not true. I love to generalize. But
I'm personally offended. That's my generation.
You are,
your generation is horrifying.
You're the exception to that rule. And one of the reasons I, A, like you, and B, have you on the show is because I think you are well-behaved, and you're smart, and you're hardworking, and you don't think the world revolves around you. And we're going to do another show on millennials, but...
it doesn't. You know, you were talking about something that I think Billy would find interesting. Alyssa, right?
Alexis.
I'm close. It started with an A. I'm old. I'm senile. What you were talking about the driving. Mm-hmm. Billy, you're the complete opposite of what she said. Correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you driving now, Billy? Billy?
Pardon?
Are you driving?
Yeah.
Oh, God help us.
Yeah, no, I'm driving. I have the car up here now. It's the nice stick shift. The old car
that's
is up here.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So that's the big thing to get used to for you.
Yeah.
All right, we've got...
Yeah, it's definitely weird. I love it, but I abuse it probably sometimes.
That's great. We've got a couple of minutes left, so we're going to do the behavior in the news quiz for this week. Joe, you got your mic on? You ready to win?
I'm always ready to win.
All right.
That's what I'm here for.
Last week, I think the quiz was a little hard. Nobody got any answers right except me, but I had an advantage having written the questions.
So you dumbed it down for us.
So I've dumbed it down. Well, okay, Hannah's at a disadvantage because she didn't hear the introduction because she was late. So the price you pay is you don't know the subject of today's quiz. So the first question is a little meta. It's kind of a question about the quiz. So if you know the answer, yell out your first name. I will, in my sole discretion, decide whose name I heard first, and they will get to answer the question, and you get a point if you get it right. The first question, on what topic will all of this week's quiz questions be?
Joe. Terrorism?
I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
Republican assholes.
That's what I was
technical.
Say.
Okay, got
to
be
well,
faster.
See, you have to
can we jump in on top of them, even if they're...
Yeah.
Okay,
sure. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if they get it wrong,
I'm ready.
We go with whoever's second. Okay, this week the House of Representatives voted to remove $40 billion from what program?
Okay, we're all like, you know.
Really?
We're really up to date.
Holly, yeah, food stamps.
Food stamps.
Thank you.
Yes, SNAP benefits.
I couldn't get the second part out.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, technically SNAP, but popularly known as food stamps.
Thank you.
Yes. Extra credit. All the votes came from one political party. Which one was it?
Holly.
Republicans. This is true. Who called the bill removing $40 billion from SNAP, a bill which is literally no chance of becoming a law, quote, a victory for common sense?
Ooh. That's a senator, but I can't remember who. Anybody else?
Anybody? No. Brian. Okay.
Government is not my forte.
John Boehner, the Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House. Aren't you taking government right now?
Victory for common sense. Okay, Republicans in the House are demanding the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, so that it can be replaced with what?
Common sense. No. Sorry.
Something dumb.
This is the dumbed down test. All the answers were in my introduction.
It's hot in here. My brain's melting.
The Republicans want to repeal the Affordable Care Act and replace it with nothing. They have not offered any alternative. They just want
a trick question.
To take away.
That's not fair.
They just want to take health care away from
right.
people. Yeah, you were kind of right with common sense.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go to the doctor. Heal thyself.
Just right.
Use your common sense. Fix your...
There you go.
Your
Isn't that what
cancer.
We all do now?
All right, this is kind of a trick question, but kind of on theme. What prominent conservative this week said, quote, we have to find a new balance, end quote, because his organization has grown obsessed with abortion, gay marriage, and contraception rather than focusing more on socioeconomic issues?
Joe. That would be the Pope.
Yes. Mm. Thank you very much. For those of you who are new to the show, you may not know about my weird...
anti-religious obsession with the Pope, but I think our new Pope is really exciting because he is different than our last couple of Popes. And he's proving to not be quite as conservative as we thought he would be. So, sadly, that's all the time we have for today. I believe Joe was the winner
on the quiz
for the second time. Did you tie?
Yeah, it was a tie.
You got
two. I got two.
And she got extra credit, so Holly's the winner.
I think Holly's the winner.
Congratulations.
That's how you behave when you wrongly get credit for winning. Thanks, Joe, for taking the high road there. Holly is the winner. Thank you so much to my guests today. Freshman Alexis Hewitt from NYU. Sophomore Billy, it's Canfer, right? You have the same last name, don't you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Billy Canfer, yeah.
And Supermom Holly Canfer, I hope we have you back to talk about other behavior issues. I know you have some opinions.
Yeah, I have a few ideas.
Thanks to Hannah Howard, who survived her first week of college eating nothing but the three B's, bugs, bark, and beer. The How to Behave theme is courtesy of John Lundbaum and Big Five Chord. Check them out at BigFiveChord.com. Thank you to Joe Galarraga for engineering today's show and for being honest about the results of the quiz. You can always find episodes of How to Behave and lots of other great shows at HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm Brian Kaiser, and if you live in a district represented by a Republican, please call their office and tell them to stop being assholes. It's really a matter of life and death. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.